the scouter say about his power level? It's over 9,000!
What's going on? I'm Chris.
I'm Dan.
And this is Two Dads. It's over 9,000, the podcast.
A podcast all about anime, because we are two guys, anime about life. Alright guys, I got an interesting one here for you. And I have a top-notch researcher here for me that's going to go into some details. So, we all know that anime can cover so many different things, right? There's so much we can dig into when it comes to anime, right? As far as character development, right? Colors, schemes, storylines, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we don't talk about that you would like to talk about is music.
Okay.
Yeah, you like how I tied that in, all right? So we're going to dig into an episode partly about digging into the music, the epic tones. How does a person sound when they're dying? How does a hero arrives? Intro music, outro music. All types.
Okay.
And then we can kind of dig in and see what we like, what we dislike, and how we feel about those things. Chris, break it down for us. Where do you want to start? It's an open floor.
I don't know where you're going with this. Do you want to talk about your favorite opening theme of an anime? Do you want to talk about epic music?
I want to talk about... We'll keep your umbrella full. And let's start with intro music.
Okay.
So what is... So we know that every time a new anime comes on, right? A new saga or a new series, right? Or a new segment, however they want to break it down. They always start with a new intro song, right? So what's your idea behind the intro song? How do you think a good intro song usually goes? Do you think it flows with the episodes as it goes along? Do you feel like it has its highs and lows? Do you feel like sometimes it just doesn't make any sense? Thoughts?
I don't know. I don't know how they go about deciding that.
How would you go about deciding that? That's the question.
I don't know. It depends on the kind of anime and what music they pick for that. Because each anime, you know, has its own soundtrack. Darker animes, darker, heavier style music. Happier animes, you know, obviously happy kid songs. It literally all depends. You can't just like, you know, you can't just be like, I'm going to put this kind of music here because I like it, you know?
Right. So let's go into one that we know quite a bit about is action anime. Anything action related. When you think of an action song, what comes to your mind? Oh, we got a special guest in the house today. We got Mr. Brady. You ready to jump in on this?
I thought you were done recording, but okay.
Nope, you're jumping in and you're ready to go.
Alright, we're talking about anime music. Let's hear your favorite anime intro.
Oh god.
Yeah, caught you off guard. That's how we do things around here.
Then you got me off guard too.
Yeah, I was like, apparently. Damn, that's tough. The only one that's popping into mind is the theme song from One Piece. Preferably the Japanese version.
Okay.
But
and then see, since we're talking about that, are you talking about season one theme song? Because, you know, the intros change every season.
That is true. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the original.
Because I believe...
Season 1, original One Piece theme song, huh?
Japanese.
Okay.
And the English, or like the dub versus the Japanese version, the themes are different?
It sounds weird in English. Like the lyrics and everything to it just sounds funny. I love it, but it sounds weird.
That's how most animes are, though. If they're... The dub version does not sound as like...
It's not as crisp.
Not yet, exactly. It's not as crisp.
I don't think
it's
I've ever
clear.
Noticed that because, so, you know, my preference is dub over subs.
Right, which is going to be one of our debates later.
Mine too.
But I don't think I've noticed a difference between, because it's the same song. They use it for subs or dubs. Like, I don't notice a difference.
I don't know. It's just something about it. Something about it being in English, it just sounds weird.
And that's how I feel about watching it in dub. It sounds weird.
Yeah. That's very reasonable. There's a lot of people that are the same way. My best friend, he would rather watch the One Piece dub, but he hates the theme song enough to where he will watch it subbed. because he hates the theme song. And I think it's hilarious.
And of course, you're going to hear the theme song at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah, and for One Piece, it's a million episodes, so you hear that song a lot.
Okay, so how do you feel about the outro song for One Piece?
Oh, I love it. I don't have any complaints about the outro.
So this is what we're talking about. Would you say you love pretty much the whole soundtrack in One Piece, all the OSTs?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Easily. Easily.
Easily. Okay. Huh.
Yeah, One Piece has some bomb ass music, in my opinion.
Okay, so now this is how we're gonna play this off. So when you're watching an episode of One Piece, what parts gets you the most? The intro, the outro, when you need the fight scenes,
I was about to say, out of the entire soundtrack, I would have to go with fight music.
Okay.
They got the best fight
soundtracks. Yeah, fighting soundtracks in One Piece. It gets you going. Like, something about pirates fighting is just always awesome. So, yeah.
Okay. And see, I feel like that's key in anime, the soundtracks. Like, that's what I was talking about. That's one of the reasons I was going so hard on Denmed Wonderland. Their soundtrack really stuck out to me. Like, I really liked it. And you said you haven't seen Fooly Cooly, which bugs me.
I didn't even think about that. Fooly Cooly could win this whole entire thing easily.
Okay, now
the original Fooly Cooly could win this so easily. Thank you for that, because I didn't even think about it. Fooly Cooly's original in credits theme has got to be one of the greatest songs of all time.
And basically, they got this band to do their whole anime. The one band does all the music in the anime.
Yeah. I mean,
and it worked. Like, they just clicked. The band just watched the anime and they just did the music. It was
perfection.
Yes.
Okay, so from start to finish.
I mean, granted, it's only 6 episodes, so it's not that much music. Right. Yeah, it is perfection.
And it's enough for an album, so it's like.
And the fact that you saw it and you can amend to this, I have to get on this bandwagon and
it's
see this.
It's six episodes, dude.
It's like 2 hours of your life.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm missing out. Okay. So.
And fun story, I actually saw them live. They came to San Francisco and played. Great show. Their stage presence.
Really?
Yeah, they couldn't speak English, but... yeah, but the stage it was enough. It was really cool, and just, you know, in the background, they're playing the anime, going with them performing. It was a fun experience.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, I agree with that. So, going back to what you're saying about the fight music and the whole pirate scene, We're not One Piece. Are you One Piece?
No, I haven't seen One Piece.
I'm not One Piece either. You're in a corner by yourself.
Shit.
So, okay, break me down through an episode of One Piece musically. So you got your intro, you got your outro. Do they have sad moments in One Piece?
It depends on the episode. Again, there's 800 some odd episodes easily. So
it's in the 900s now.
Or yeah, 900 now. Okay. Well, I'm a little bit behind. So yeah, it's okay. Almost 1,000 episodes.
Okay.
You have to think throughout almost 1,000 episodes. Yes, there's gonna be sad moments. There's gonna be intense moments. There's gonna be thrilling moments.
And all those are still catching all your attention the same way.
Yeah, like I haven't really had any complaints about the soundtrack.
So I got a question. Since it's such a long anime, do they use the same soundtrack all the way through, or does it change?
It changes every once in a while, so because...
Like, you know, way later on, like probably 600 episodes, 500, something like that in, the fight music changes, the battle music changes?
Well, yeah, because especially after the time skip. So after the time skip, you're gonna think that there has to be difference in music, because...
Also, just, are we doing spoiler alerts, or like... I don't know.
Just
like
say spoiler alert and say it.
Well, I don't want no spoilers. I do plan on watching One Piece, so don't get too deep into it. I know.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not. I don't plan to get too deep into it, because again, he's one of them who hasn't watched it yet either. And I was trying to explain to him and Brett earlier, like, hey, if you guys really want to watch it, and yes, it's 900 episodes, here's the easiest way to watch it. And
yeah,
he was
breaking this
because
down.
You can. Out of 1,000 episodes, there is a few hundred you could skip. You can watch the first 150, 200 episodes, whatever it is, and then just skip to like episode 600 like that. so and not miss a beat.
Are they all fillers then? Or
there is a lot of filler in this show. There is a lot of filler. That's why it's 1,000 episodes.
It makes sense, but most long-going animes have a lot of filler.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
a lot of background music that's just filler. That's not, you know, that just kind of fills in.
Yeah, Naruto did that really well with a couple of their spinoff shows.
And I like the soundtracks of Naruto as well.
Yeah. They played it really well. So, now, for part B of this conversation, since you're here, let's talk, we'll focus on One Piece.
Oh, boy.
Character development. We talked about characters in our very first episode of what we like that you hate on DBZ. This is one of the DBZ trash. Haters.
Trash.
Well, who's your favorite character in One Piece and why?
Brock has always been my favorite character going into One Piece because, I mean, he's a hilarious skeleton and you can't go wrong with a skeleton in a pirate gang. Mm-hmm. So he's always been one of my he's always been my favorite character. Again, there's not really any bad characters except Frankie. Frankie sucks. No, he's really popular, but I don't like him. But Brook, he just going through the whole series, and yeah, he changes. But again, spoilers, don't want to really get into that. So it's, I mean, his...
But that's part of the character development. Like, that's what we were talking about in our first episode.
Yeah.
How, you know, going back to Dragon Ball Z, Piccolo, probably my favorite.
Hands down, Krillin.
I like Piccolo. If I have to choose a character from Dragon Ball, it would be Piccolo.
Okay. Really? Wow. Okay.
I thought I was going to be alone on that.
I thought you were going to be alone. I knew I was going to be alone, but...
No, I said Piccolo earlier when he was talking about it.
You know, I only hear a third about what you're saying with your earphones.
I know. It happens. But no, I brought up Piccolo earlier. I was like, if I had to choose a character from Dragon Ball, Piccolo would be the one.
Okay, I can respect that.
But that's where we're talking about how, you know, he's totally different and how he's evil at first and then, you know, he becomes a teacher and he's growing softer, but...
Yeah.
And I assume the character you're talking about is like that as well, like, well, just...
Yeah, and again, it's kind of hard to really dig into because, again, this show does have a time skip, so...
Gotta love the time skip. So you have... I'm gonna say it again, time skip.
You have to think about it. Everybody, they grow up, it gets... older, different, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody changes in their age. It never fails. Humans do it, characters do it in animes. It doesn't... Everybody's gonna change at some point in time. Right. Whether or not you get softer, whether or not you get grumpier and grouchier, it all depends. And, I don't know, Brock, he just seems to stay funny the whole time. In my opinion.
Okay. Okay, alright, cool.
I can't really debate about that, because like I said, I don't even know who that is, like...
But
he's one of the main characters. Like, if you saw a picture of him, you would know him from One Piece.
Okay.
Like, if you were able to, if you looked at the cast of One Piece, even if you're not a One Piece fan, you can look at it and not know their names.
What's the guy with the sword? What's his name?
Roman Ozora.
He's popular, a lot of people.
Yeah,
favorite.
He's my sister's favorite.
Even knowing the show.
Yeah, if you looked at a picture of it, not knowing their names... if I showed you a picture of Roman Ozora, you would know who he was. Monkey D. Luffy, you would know who he was. Naminé, you would know who she was. Brook, you would know who he was. And Tony Choppa.
So this is where it comes in perfect. This is another anime that even if you don't watch anime like Dragon Ball Z, you will have a general idea of what somebody's talking about, even if you never watched it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Especially, I mean, like, being anime fans, even if you don't know certain characters from animes, if you also play video games... You know these characters because there are fighting games. I don't know if you guys know J-Stars or Jump Force. Both of those.
Where I learned a bunch of his moves because he's a really fun character to play.
Yeah, both of those games, you could buy it because, oh, look, Goku's on the cover of Jump Force. But who's on the cover of it with him? Right. Naruto and Monkey D. Luffy from One Piece.
Yep.
So you're going to learn these characters through those games even if you don't know the animes. Yeah,
that's true.
So that's how I actually learned some characters from other animes, too. But
I'm going to throw Smash Brothers into that one.
Yep. Joker. Best anime ever. Persona. Smash Bros. Is... Half of Smash Bros. Roster now is an anime.
Okay. So now, the last piece, since you came in as our special guest, is... Now we get to have a debate on why Dragon Ball Z is such a good anime, and you get to rebel.
Oh,
us.
God, no.
Don't you love it? I told you I had this whole thing planned out, but Chris didn't believe me.
So, just you know, me and you, we're on the same age. Brady's a little bit younger. It could be nostalgia for me and you. We grew up with it.
It could be.
But, yeah, and see, that's one of the things I was telling him. Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball, I like.
Really?
But see, yes. that's where it messed up. See, because my brother is the same age as Brady, a year younger, and he's currently watching Super, right? Uh-huh. And he likes Dragon Ball Z, big fan. So, it's not just the age thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he's going back prior.
See, the original Dragon Ball, I liked. Like, the building up of everything and this and that, you know. Everything about Dragon Ball, I liked. Once it went into the spinoffs, Z Kai, and it started building up, it's where it started losing me because, to me, it seemed like it was getting out of hand for a while there.
But Kai was way later.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So where did Dragon Ball Z lose you? That's the key.
Man, you're going to make me think about this because it's been a long time.
That's the fun part.
Oh, shit. I gotta try to even remember that show. Because, like I said, I
don't know if you could think about that when we talk about something else, but why don't you like Dragon Ball Z? Like, what turns you off about it?
I don't know. There's just something about it. I mean, it is one of the number one animes.
You don't got Brett in your corner to back you up.
I know. And it's...
Wait, Brett doesn't like it?
Nope.
No. Something about...
We were talking... Okay.
Something about the way a few of the characters developed in Z kind of just threw me off. Like, I'm so used to him being a certain way in the original series, and then they just kind of change over time. And some character development series, I don't like.
What do you consider original series?
Just Dragon Ball.
But yes. Dragon Ball is just...
It's a prequel. Yeah.
Well, that's true. You're right.
Because Dragon Ball Z is, like, to me, that's the original. Like, Dragon Ball was after, right?
Technically, they made Dragon Ball after Dragon Ball Z.
So...
Oh, but, see, because I watched Dragon Ball first, because I guess because it is the prequel, it was recommended to me first.
Right. And that's how you understand the concept, because then, like, right in the Saiyan saga, you already know that Goku became an ape in Dragon Ball. So it's kind of like... I feel like they didn't get that far in Dragon Ball Z before Dragon Ball came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because it came out like 2 years after, right? Like
relatively quickly, because it kind of like how they did Star Wars.
But and then that's why I don't really get your point, because there's not really spinoffs like you're saying. So have you seen Kai?
I've seen bits and pieces of Kai. And
All Kai is they cut out the filler of Z. It's a shorter version of Dragon Ball Z. It's the same show, same character development, no fillers.
Hmm.
So that's why I don't
I should watch Kai again.
Agree with what you're saying at all. Like, it doesn't...
Yeah, I mean, and I get that. Like I said, it's been a really long time since I've even paid attention to Dragon Ball, other than the card game. So, it's... I mean, I was younger when I watched it.
I can't even say there. You're talking about multiple spinoffs. Are you talking about movies? Like...
Well, no, because I haven't even watched any of the movies. I really want to watch Broly.
That is a very recommendable movie to watch.
We were talking about that earlier. But, like, as far as... I guess it's just Kai and Super now. And Super, I haven't even watched a single episode of.
It's a spinoff. It's a continuation.
Super is amazing.
Okay, so then I guess... Okay, and they're not spinoffs then. They're continuations and everything.
And it's just like Dragon Ball's a prequel, Z, and then Super's after Z.
Okay. So that makes sense. So I guess they're not spinoffs, but again, I haven't watched them, so I didn't really know, and I don't follow Dragon Ball, so I don't know exactly how the timeline is with the shows later.
It sounds like we can swing you to our side.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. It's very possible. Like I said, the only thing really that I've been keeping up with is the Dragon Ball Super card game, and it looks really cool.
I don't know nothing about the cards. I couldn't get into the Dragon Ball Z card games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do the card games either.
I don't play. I just watch. My friend plays. So, but that's about it.
It's just like the Pokemon, you know. I couldn't get into the Pokemon game either.
Only card game? Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, dude, that's me too.
Yeah, see, I jumped out of Yu-Gi-Oh at a really good time and never went back.
Yeah. Good debate. All right. I think we got some good content.
Yeah, I mean, I could keep going on this. I could go hard on you because you're kind of being a hypocrite about it.
Keep going, Chris. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Let me see. I got the energy right now.
It's bugging me. What don't you like about it? You said character development. Give me an example.
Ooh, I was by myself this morning. Now I'm not. What?
Cause
yeah, you and Brett were ganging up on me this morning. I was like, shit, I don't got Chris in my corner.
Every anime has that character you hate. Is it just one character you hate that bugs you that makes you hate the whole anime? Or like, what character development? Because we were talking about Gohan's character development. Started off great. Teen Gohan, one of the great characters. Mm-hmm. Adult Gohan sucks.
Yeah, I was about to say, Gohan is one of them who kind of lost me. Vegeta, he just kind of throws me off. It seems like he goes...
But that's part of the fun of his character.
Every which way.
I'm with you on the Vegeta one. He's a really big Vegeta fan. I'm with you on the Vegeta, like, Vegeta be kind of getting on my nerves. Like,
really?
And Goku, yeah.
Oh,
all
right.
Yeah, Vegeta be getting on my nerves.
Yeah, that's one of them that kind of bothers me. And
But it bugs you enough to where you couldn't watch the anime?
I mean...
Just from a little bit of character development?
For a while there, yeah, and then, I mean, it's just, I never got back into it. None of my friends ever really watched it, so when we all talked about anime, Dragon Ball never came up.
Epic sound effect.
Yeah, no, out of my friends group, none of them watch.
See, this is where that age group could come into.
Which is possible.
A little bit younger. Your friends are the same age as you, right?
You're 22, talking about? Yeah.
Okay, so, but Brett's our age group.
But...
Brett's a special subject.
He's a little bit older.
Let's go with special subject so he can, so he can listen to that on the podcast.
You're welcome, Brett.
That was all Brady.
You know it.
And I guess the generation thing doesn't work, because I feel like kids still like Dragon Ball Z. Like I said,
it's... My brother does.
It's... But I feel like even kids nowadays could still like Dragon Ball Z. My nephew, he's... too young to like really understand, but just because it was, he's into wrestling, so the martial arts, the fighting style intrigued him into it.
Yeah, and see, I like that too, the whole martial arts, fighting, all that kind of stuff. I do like that too, because I've always wanted to do karate in my younger years. I could never do it now.
But then, so why do you hate it so much?
I don't know, dude.
Now we get to the root of the problem.
I don't know. It's something about you guys just staring at me like this is part of the problem, because the fan base, oh my god, some of the fan base.
So you're just bashing on the fan base, basically.
Some of the fan base does kind of scare me. You guys can get into extremely heated subjects, and
yes, we can.
You guys aren't as bad, but I've actually seen fights break out because of Dragon Ball.
I believe it.
Debates. So some of you guys can just like, all right, I don't want any part of that.
You can say that about any anime. Like, I'm sure people fight about One Piece too. Like,
well, yeah, One Piece is full of a bunch of losers. So it's
possible. So why bash on Dragon Ball Z compared to One Piece? Like, they're both long animes. They both started around the same time, I think. Yeah. Right.
I don't know. It's like I said, I like the martial arts and everything, but something about the pirates is just what drug me into it way more than any of the other animes. Like, cuz a lot of the big time animes I'm not a big fan of.
See, and that's a subject matter that I would like to talk to you on another show, is what draws a person into an anime? Cuz there's over 9,000 subjects to talk about when it comes to anime.
Yeah.
Why is one of the best quotes, Brady, on a show you're hating?
Huh?
It's over 9,000.
Yeah, yeah. I know, I hear that all the time.
Alright, we'll call that a wrap.
Alright.
Oh, we need a sound effect.
There we go. Season 3.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, the second season is way worse than the first.
Yeah, for sure.
But I still liked it.
I mean, it's got its ups and its downs. It's not... I mean, I watched it. And
but you won't go back and watch season 3?
I haven't had the time again.
And a lot of it does come down to time. And
yeah,
that's why these short season episodes come in such...
Yeah, that's why...
It's like, such crutch.
Every time I think about watching an anime, it's like, well, I heard this one's good. Okay, that one's 600 episodes. Shit. What about this one? That one's 900 episodes. God damn it.
And right,
what can I watch?
And then you're just like, man, once you start, it's like, I gotta start. But then another one pops up, and now I got this whole Hulu list of like 5 ones I'm trying to watch, but I'm like, which one am I paying attention to?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I don't have the time to sit down and watch that many episodes. Like,
there's some of them that are long that I've been recommended. Like, Dragon Ball's long.
Yeah.
One Piece I did most of, which about killed me inside because of how many hours I had to sit there, and that was before I had a girlfriend. That's why I'm behind. Naruto, like, I liked Naruto in the beginning, and just Shippuden was good, but it wasn't great. I haven't watched Boruto.
And see, that's where Naruto lost me, too. I watched the first 200 whatevers. It was good. And I didn't watch Shippuden. It's just one of those ones where it's so long.
Yeah, Shippuden
and
lost me.
And, you know, I got married and the time kind of...
Exactly. See, the
Shippuden
woman took over.
Is one of the best.
See, Shippuden lost me. One of my friends, he keeps trying to recommend Fairy Tale, and that one's super long.
That was
it's only like 200.
Yeah, that's way shorter than the other ones. But that one's fire good. Long.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, I haven't had that.
I haven't seen one either yet, though.
Oh, see, now the tables are switching.
Okay, well, let's get more input. It's not too long, so you might have seen it. Attack on Titan.
I started Attack on Titan, yes. And I started reading the manga first. I read, like, the first five of them or whatever.
It's amazing. I don't read them all.
It's really good. It is really good. And then I started watching the anime and parts... Bits and pieces of the anime kind of lost me because the English dub is not very good.
Mm.
And I'm too lazy to read more considering I already read the first five books. So it's like, why do I need to read this shit again? So that one kind of lost me. And again, that one has a super toxic fan base too.
But so does My Hero Academia.
Yeah, see, My Hero. Again, I'm a lot of those shows, not My Hero, but like... Attack on Titan and all that stuff, they were popular when I was in high school. So
I had to
deal with fan bases. My Hero Academia, I listened to you, one of my friends, and my brother-in-law. That's it. I don't have to listen to 20,000 people raving on this damn show.
I just talked to my brother-in-law yesterday.
It's
fire.
Super popular,
no, I know. It's extremely popular. Like I see it online. I see people have posted about it, and I follow a subreddit.